Nowhere in Cromwell's strong-arm regime did his shock troops seem to enjoy their work more thoroughly than in the visitations to the monasteries, done with lightning speed during the course of 1535 and early 1536. The uprooting of nearly 10,000 monks and nuns, the destruction of an entire ancient way of life, had little to do with reforming zeal. When you look at Cromwell's flying squads up close and in action, you don't really get the impression of a bunch of men who thought of themselves as renovators. Wreckers, more likely. For one thing, they seem to enjoy their work a bit too much. "I laid unto him concealment of treason," wrote one of Cromwell's hitmen to his chief about a prior he had at his mercy. "I called him heinous traitor in the worst terms I could devise, and him all the time kneeling and making intercession unto me, not to utter to you the premises of his undoing." Such were the pleasures of reform. The property bonanza that followed the dissolution of the monasteries was on a scale no other English revolution ever approached. Abbeys like this one at Laycock were offered at bargain basement prices, and loyalty to the new order secured with bricks and mortar.